coordinated in efforts of letter writing on human rights issues. And each month, we focus at least one of our letters on the rights of Palestinians and the occupation, and try to write both U.S. officials and Israeli officials in an attempt to get rights observed on the basis of international law. And I think one of the developments that is very important in the last week is that the UN has now examined the Gaza war on the basis of international law and the Geneva Conventions. And they have come to the determination that Israel has in fact violated international law, that they had committed war crimes in the prosecution of that war, and that if Israel doesn't prosecute itself, then it will be subject to international prosecution. And that, okay, I think,
keep
is
trying,
a hopeful
keep
sign, because that, I think, is the only way we're going to be able to hold people accountable for their oppression, is through the exercise of international courts prosecuting people when they violate the Geneva Convention and other international law and treaties. And so I just wanted to call that to your attention this afternoon as a positive development, and I think it is even more positive because the investigator that has brought these charges is a South African Jew who considers himself a Zionist, but in fact he believes that he has to bring these charges against the government of Israel for what they've done. And I think that's makes it even more of a positive development that you're considering the source of where these charges are coming from and who supervised the investigation.
That's great.